self and meaning. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, the titular king witnesses his best friend die and laments with his friend's body long enough to be horrified by signs of physical decay. In response to that experience, he goes looking for the secret of immortality. While focused on salving his pain and avoiding death, he gets advice from an alewife, or by some accounts, the goddess of beer. She tells him that instead of focusing on living forever, he should start a family and enjoy simple pleasures. Ignoring this advice, he continues his quest and eventually finds the key to eternal life, but loses it. Here we have the first known literary text. It's about 4,000 years old. And in it, we see an understanding that meaning doesn't come from physical immortality, but rather doing something that matters beyond your physical presence, something like starting a family. When we look at the science of meaning in life, what we find is that three things are necessary to have the experience of meaning in life. One, coherence. The world has to make sense. You have to be coherent in the world. Two, purpose. When you wake up, you have to have something to do. And three, significance or mattering. That is, what you do, how you exist in the world, needs to matter beyond the present moment. Self is necessary for all three, but let's focus right now on just significance or mattering. Again, significance is the idea that what we do matters beyond the present moment, that the passage of time doesn't render everything meaningless. A self allows you to project into the future, even beyond your own physical demise. For example, studies find that when people are confronted with their eventual physical demise, when they're confronted with the idea of their own death, they express greater commitment to communities that they believe will outlive them. People subtly reminded of their mortality estimate that their country will persist thousands of years longer than when people are not thinking about their own eventual demise. It's as if their self will live on through the part of their self that is connected to the country, or rather, the part of their self that is defined by their country. A self grants a kind of symbolic immortality. So meaning in life requires looking beyond an inner self. To find meaning, look to the relationships and communities that together constitute yourself. Now, when we think about the self, we often have a sense of just knowing who and what we are. But a little more exploration might reveal more than we expect. We might not be in as much control as we thought, but we might also be vaster than we imagined. We are tethered to the social world around us and both create and are created in this web of relationships. Every person we encounter is a window into a whole world. We each bring a vast cast of characters to every interaction, their experiences and expectations shaping who we are. In every interaction, we are creating and being created. If taken seriously, this is an awesome responsibility. To recognize that we're shaping the people with whom we interact makes moral demands of us. But if we embrace endless creation, we are offered the possibility of transcendence. Thanks for taking the time to listen.